We're moving to Dunleith, Alabama. It was my mama on the phone. I was a freshman at Vanderbilt, and I had just completed my next-to-last swimming meet of the spring semester. I was sitting in my room letting my roommate cut my hair when my mother calls me up to tell me this dreadful news. Why? I screamed. What is he doing now? What are you going to do? He wants to move to Dunleith. He wants to go back to the South. I want it, too. There was something strange in her voice. My mother was never forceful, but this was forceful. Wait a minute, he wants to talk to you. I'm getting my hair cut. Lily's cutting my hair. She had followed me out into the hall and was standing beside the phone booth with the scissors still in her hand. At that time, there were not many telephones in the world, and people had to go out into the hall to answer them.
Sister? It was my father. Sister, don't go starting one of your fits now. Your mother and I want to move back to the South. We went down to Dunleith last weekend and bought a house. I'm going to bring you a car so you can drive down there when school's out. When do you get through up there?
Don't you want to know about the meet? I came in first in three events. Don't you read the papers? You didn't even call to see if I had won.
Of course you won, sweet sister. Now, settle down. Dunleith's only 20 miles from Aberdeen, and we can be near your grandmother. Your mother bought a fine big house, and you can help her fix it up.
I don't want a house. I've lived in 5 towns since I was 5 years old. I don't know where I live. You drive me crazy, Daddy. You should have told me. You should have asked me if I cared.
Well, sister, I'm not going to ask any little half-baked girls if they like what I do with my life. Here's your mother. Talk to her.
He handed the phone to my mother, and she tried to calm me down.
Your father will bring a car and leave it for you. Bring some friends home if you like. You're going to love the house, darling. It's really a wonderful old place. We'll have fun restoring it.
I have friends in Franklin, Mother. Val thinks I'm going to write for him all summer. I can't believe you'd do this to me. It's the end of April. You should have told me. How could you do this without telling me?
He did it, darling. You know how he is.
So they had done it to me again. Uprooted me without notice. Destroyed my life. Ended everything I had worked to create. Always before, I had been dragged along without complaining, but this time something snapped. I went back into my room and let Lily finish cutting my hair. She had created a new hairstyle for me. It was very short as a boy's, a little cap of reddish-gold curls that would not be in my way when I was swimming. Where would I swim in Dunleith, Alabama? Where would I go? Who would I talk to? When Lily finished my haircut, I went back into the hall and called my parents back. Did anyone tell Val I won't be back to write my column? Did anyone think of that? You can call him and charge it to our phone. I'm sorry you'll be inconvenienced, darling, but this is going to be the best for everyone.
Sister, it was my father again. Our old friends the Hallidays own the paper in Dunleith. As soon as you get there, we'll go down and tell them you want a job.
I don't want a job, Daddy. I want my own newspaper. I want my own desk next to Mr. Valentine's. How could you do this to me? Why didn't you tell me you were doing this?
But he had hung up. He always hung up if you tried to yell at him.
Criticism rolled off him like water off a duck's back, he told my brothers, or me, or anyone who didn't like anything he decided to do. But then he was the oldest son of a woman who thought she could walk on water. So maybe it wasn't his fault either.